Welcome millions upon millions, perhaps billions, of faithful podcast listeners. We are your hosts, Jason Kimber and Dave Simmons. We'll bring you along with us as we share life stories from our experiences living in small towns,
or in Jason's case, an unincorporated community.
That's true. Along with genius suggestions for solving the world's problems and a whole lot of laughs.
This is the Small Towns Podcast. Welcome in, everyone, to another episode of Small Towns Podcast. I'm Dave Simmons, joined, as always, by Jason Kimber. And, on air. We are now officially on air.
We're live. And we're back.
For all our people listening, watching in on the YouTube.
Yeah, yes, because now we're posting those videos, which is super fun.
How do you get to those?
That's a great question. I think on YouTube, you just search for Small Towns Podcast, but we had a few of our fans say that they had some struggle finding that. So maybe I put in the notes when we post this.
Our show notes.
I'll put a link to the YouTubes, as well as all of our social medias, because people need to be able to find us easily.
Anywhere and everywhere they want to go.
Absolutely.
When we drop a new one, I put it out on Facebook,
yeah,
and LinkedIn, stuff like that. Also, just as a reminder, we have a little partnership with Utah Public Radio, UPR. I'm actually on my phone right here through just their website. You can find the podcast there and lots of other cool things. But if you just go to the three little hashes at the top left of your, if you're on your phone, just go to programs, all programs, and then it has a thing for podcasts. And we're one of just a handful in there. But there's some other cool ones in there, too, that people could look through, too. So
yeah, I need to check that out.
Right there, Small Towns Podcast.
Well, listen, I'm a big fan of UPR.
Yep. Well, we sure appreciate them.
Yeah, absolutely.
Putting our information out on their website. So the least we can do is try to tell people to go check out Utah Public Radio.
A lot of good content there. Absolutely, Dave.
UPR.org.
Perfect.
It's been a while.
Could we refer to this as that we took maybe like a summer sabbatical?
Yeah. Well, we'd have to. Or a vacation, an extended vacation. But then if our listeners have listened to the most recent one that we've put out.
Yeah, which we just put out like a week ago.
But we had recorded it months before.
Yeah, that. Like in March.
Yeah. So, people, we do our best.
In fact, I think you had a great quote in that. You're like, March came in like a lion and out like a jerk.
Yeah. Yeah. And now we're in September.
It's beautiful.
It is beautiful. But by the time we post this, it could be January.
Yeah. And we're going to definitely, a few things that I want to talk about today, we're going to definitely put a timestamp on today, September 23rd. But we'll get into that in just a minute.
Hey, really well done in here with our studio.
Thank you.
I mean, look at this. I walked in and I'm like, maybe we're professional.
Well, I think we're semi-professional podcasters. Full-time influencers, semi-professional podcasters. Yeah, I just put this, going to give a shout-out to my brother-in-law, Mark.
Okay.
Because Mark Swenson, DDS, dentist. DDS.
Yeah, got it.
Up in the Great Northwest, Corvallis, Oregon.
Okay.
And so he just built, well, I shouldn't say just built, a couple years ago now, he built a new dental office. It's beautiful up there. And he had purchased some of these wall panels, and I think they're designed to like help muffle noise.
The screams?
Exactly.
Sorry, Mark. I'm sure there's people that have screamed in the chair.
Of course.
Not that they should. I'm sure Mark has a very gentle hand.
A very gentle touch.
Yes, he does.
I love the dentist. We've talked about this before, but I love going to the dentist.
Well, you're one of not many.
Well, I'm a weirdo. I'm sure Mark
does a wonderful job.
He does. And so I feel like we should dedicate like this podcast room. Well, the room's a bit much.
Okay. It's the wall.
But thank you, North Point Dental, where their values guide them.
I'm sure they do. That's a great slogan.
Yeah, I think it is their slogan. Yeah.
Their values guide them.
I think so.
Always got good values.
The best.
Because if they're terrible values, guiding you and we don't want that.
It would be a mess. But I'll be curious to see how it sounds as we get into, I feel like I'm going to start using some vernacular that is only, not in this industry, but like when I get into post.
I don't even know what these things mean.
Like post, you know, like editing and stuff.
Okay.
I just wonder if we're going to notice. I think we will. I mean, these are really good mics, but I bet it'll be even maybe less echoey. I don't know. I just want to holler into the wall. I don't
Yeah, they're going to be fine.
They're going to be just fine.
Hey, and I've been thinking about our the idea behind Small Towns Podcast.
Yes.
I mean, the original thought was because of how many crazy stories I think you have coming from Grass Creek.
Yeah, thank you for saying it that way.
You're welcome. And then just kind of the perceptions that we have as from growing up in smaller town, super tiny place, and me, not as tiny as yours, but
still small.
Still smaller than a lot.
Yeah.
And it made me think about, here's what I, have you ever seen the movie, of course you have, The Old Yeller?
Oh, yes.
I mean, if you're in for a good cry, go watch The Old Yeller. But I envision little Jason Kimber running around in the hills and the sagebrush of Grouse Creek.
Yeah.
And remember Arliss in that show, the little guy?
Yes.
And he would come home and he'd have frogs in his pockets and or lizards or something in his pockets.
Yeah, which, okay.
Was that you?
No. Well, yes and no. Never a lizard. I'll just go on record right now. I really have a distaste for reptiles.
Yeah.
I don't like them. I hate snakes. I'm just not a fan. So I'm never catching a lizard and putting it in my pocket. Would I catch frogs? Sometimes they'd make me nervous because I feel like they'd give me warts, but I don't think that's true. But without question, my mom would on numerous occasions remind me, you know, please clean out my pockets. Because then she'd put my, you know, my jeans in the washing machine, and who knew what was
coming out of that?
Find. Yeah, but without question, that definitely, it felt very Old Yeller-ish. Yeah, you bet.
My thoughts was you probably had a bath once a week.
Whether I needed it or not, yes, absolutely.
You were getting a once a week bath.
Saturday night.
Just once a week.
Yeah, pretty much.
Because that's what I envisioned. I mean, I'd like to talk today, if we could.
Yes.
About personal hygiene.
Okay, I am.
Are you in?
Yeah, I am all in because.
Because first, kids are disgusting, right?
They smell bad.
We've got some younger people that listen to this pod.
Yeah, and we love all of them.
Let me just be the first to tell you, you're probably gross.
And if you only bathe or shower once a week, that's not enough. It's not going to cut it.
If you're under 11,
yeah,
we got to start working on it.
Absolutely.
Once you hit 11 or 12, I mean, you got to be all in the personal hygiene thing.
Yeah, and I think 11 plus, like, don't you think you got to like shower every day?
Yes.
Yeah, I would say so too.
If you ever wonder why parents don't want to hand you their phone, it's because you got disgusting hands. I mean, the schmutz on the hands. I can't, or even get in my car. I try not to be like, it's not germaphobe, but like a cleanophobe. My kids definitely think I'm like over
just
the top as far as the cleanliness goes.
Yeah.
But don't get in my car with Ritz crackers and then leave. And then I got an entire crushed up bag of Ritz crackers in the back of my car. They're gross. Kids are gross.
Like, I've said this before. Like, I am pretty sure that you could constitute an entire Happy Meal just from the contents of the backseat of my truck. You've been in there.
I know. You're a nicer father than me.
Well, no, that's not true, but it might be true.
But it's probably true.
It's probably true. Yeah, it's actually true. No. I can't blame the girls for all that. Like,
some of it's yours?
Some of it's mine. Like, your car is always just immaculately clean.
Well, that might be my, you know, like I said, maybe I have a problem.
No, I don't think it's got a problem. I think you're good. But it is interesting. Like, sometimes this is what Heather will always say. Like, the girls will come in, they'll be playing outside, and she'll be like, oh, you smell like wind.
Wind?
Wind. And that's not a compliment.
Okay.
You do not want to smell like wind.
Cut wind or regular old wind?
Just regular old wind. Regular country wind.
Okay.
But it is, you talk about hygiene and the referencing Old Yeller. I'm going to embarrass myself here real quick. Old Yeller, like, are we talking about Little Dan, Big Dan,
no,
Little
Dan? No, that's where the Redfern grows.
I'm so sorry that I got that.
I mean, it's okay.
I'm so embarrassed right now.
I'm a little embarrassed for you, but that's okay.
I mean,
we're going to let it slide.
Yeah, because Old Yeller at the end, yeah, that's right. Just
when he gets hydrophobia.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You don't want hydrophobia.
You don't want hydrophobia, but both of those movies, the ending's horrible.
Yeah.
Horrible. So sad. Growing up, I would only shower I would shower every Saturday night. Actually, it was so funny. I didn't shower. I would take a bath. Mm-hmm. Because for some odd reason, my mom would say, like, taking a shower would waste too much water. Now,
I think you're wasting more water in a bath.
With a bath. The only saving grace that she had, which is a gross saving grace, is that, like, we would, like, my brother and sister and I would all use the same bathwater.
So you were clean if Wade was clean.
Exactly. Or the next,
yeah, I don't know. Because
only the first kid's clean. That's it. Because then, I mean, then
you know, some kids use the. They're not. They don't get up to go to the toilet. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah.
You're soaking in that tub.
Well, I mean, it's gross.
No good. Yeah,
that's no good.
Well, you did save water.
Yeah, I don't want to stew in. I don't really like to take a bath now because I feel like it's kind of stewing in my own juices.
Yeah.
I don't want to stew in anybody else's juices.
Human bacteria frap. I think that's what.
Frappe.
I think Seinfeld calls it human bacteria frap or something. Well, yeah, that is. Kids are gross.
Yeah.
This happened this week.
Mm-hmm.
I'm walking for my job. I'm in all sorts of different businesses. You know how that goes. But I also work with a lot of schools, and I was walking into a K through six. So we're talking younger kids.
Gotcha.
And it was after school hours, and one kid was outside just waiting for mom to come get him or whatever. And he sneezed the juiciest sneeze, and it caught, you know, the way it sounded, it just caught my ear, and I glanced over and proceeded to watch him.
No.
Yeah.
Easy.
Enjoy it. I mean, and so guess what I did?
I'm gonna throw.
I know. You know what I did?
What'd you do?
First of all, when I saw it and I gave him a look, like if you're watching on the YouTubes, it's like, and he saw me do that.
Yeah, well, good.
But then I had to call him out. I'm like, it's pretty disgusting, dude. And I just kept on walking. But somebody had to say it, right?
Well, I don't
know if he's going to do it again. I think I helped him.
Well.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
So, did it, was he like trying to.
It would, look, let's move on.
Let's
just move on. I just want the youngsters out there.
To be aware.
Let's be aware.
Be aware. So, listen, not similar story, but similar in grossness. Heather and I, several years ago, we had only been married a few years, and we were up in Sun Valley. And one of my younger cousins was with us, meaning like younger, like it was my cousin's boy. So I think he was just maybe 7, 8 years old, mm-hmm. just a little guy. And we're kind of going from place to place and having just a lot of fun up at Sun Valley. And we were garage sailing.
Sailing? You're garage, sailing from garage to garage? Garage.
Kind of in, why we would, while we, they would sell us stuff. Okay. What is it? Like, how would you say that as a
verb? Well, it's not a verb.
But it needs to be.
Okay.
We were
garage selling.
Yeah, that doesn't sound right. But like, no. We were going to a lot of garage sales.
Yeah. S-E-L-L-I-N-G, I think.
Yes, okay. So, you know, running in and out of the car.
Yeah.
Well, Heather and I jump in the front seat of the car, and we start to pull, and he jumps in the back seat, and we're like, oh, what is that smell? Like it's bad. It's bad. And he's like, I think I might have stepped in some dog.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
And he brought it into your car?
He brought it into the car. Brought it into the car. Now, thank goodness.
How old is this guy?
He was probably 7, 8 years old. I don't, you know, he might not have known when he stepped in it. And then he gets in, and he's probably kind of looking, you know, I don't know. I'm going to give him
the benefit of the doubt
here. And he owned up to it quickly because we're like, what is that smell? We stopped. Thank goodness the car, we had a Passat at the time. In the back seat, I had some mats as well.
Mm-hmm.
So thank goodness it all was contained to the mat mm-hmm. and his shoes. So I made him take his shoes off. And the mat.
Burned them.
Burned them on the spot. Put them in a garbage bag and just put them in the trunk. But like, so, I mean, that's not really a gross thing. Like, he didn't really know.
But it's nasty.
It's so nasty.
You know, in general, kids are kind of gross. So kids out there, when we say we don't want you to have our phone, it's because you're gross.
Yeah.
It's fine. You'll grow out of it.
You would. So also about this, because, and I think boys and girls are going to have a very different opinion on this. It's like, how often do you wash your hair? Even as a grown man now, I wash my hair every day.
Every day?
Every day.
Every day.
I think if you're a girl, if you got long hair, I don't think you wash it every day.
I think it's a bigger pain.
And I think there's something from the healthiness of the hair.
Well, obviously, I've done something wrong.
You scrubbed it too much.
Scrubbed it right off.
So you got to take that into consideration. But I remember growing up, I worked for just a local ranch, the OZ Ranch, we called it. Because that's what it was named. And
the Oz Ranch?
The Oz. Like, you're not in Oz anymore. Wait, that's Kansas.
Yeah, well, anyways, did you call the Oz or the OZ?
The OZ.
Okay.
Just refer to the OZ. And I worked with a girl named Sarah. She's one of my best friends. Just delightful. And
was she plain and tall?
No. Okay. Look at you with the reference.
I don't even know how I know that. I think my mom or my sisters read that book, Sarah Plain and Tall.
Did they or did you?
I didn't.
Okay.
I've just heard
maybe right after Days of Our Lives.
My sisters watched that. I've told you before.
I know.
I don't know how I know Patch and Marlena and
Bo
and Hope and all these people. I never watched the show. Victor Kitiakis.
I've watched a lot of it.
I've never seen any of it.
I've seen. So
Heather I hear it, though.
Well, listen, Heather was pregnant with Kennedy. And so she started to watch it because she was, that first pregnancy, she was just sick every day. And so she started watching it. And so then I would start, we'd just record it. Then I'd start watching it. And then I was like EJ Damara and Sammy. And again, Hope and Bo, like I still like Hope. I haven't watched it for a while now, but like she
you're going down the deep a bad end. Path right now.
I know. And I stopped. I haven't watched it for several years, but I could get in it tomorrow.
Well, it's probably the same story. Yeah. Stefano Damara is still a bad guy.
But the only problem is they changed the actors.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they do. I mean,
is it even on still?
Oh, yeah. I'm sure it is. But I think, at least here at the local, the Utah affiliate, NBC, I think it's like on at 2 a.m. in the morning.
Yeah. Well, you got to be dedicated.
But you just DVR that, you know what I mean?
I'm not going to. What you just said, I fear that that's... I mean, you probably consider yourself as rugged and masculine as a man as they come.
Thank you. Yeah. Yes.
And I do too.
Yeah, you, of course.
But I fear that what I'm going to share. Do you ever feel like you share too much on this pod?
No, because my life is an open book.
I know, but I'm going to share one right now.
And a lot of times I'll even do a preface, like say, like, you know what? I know I share too much, but here goes.
Yeah.
Buckle up.
I've got some trepidation in what I'm going to share next.
I could not be any more excited.
Okay. Here it goes.
I'm
very concerned that my reputation as a very masculine, rugged dude.
Yes.
Is
on the line.
On the line right now.
Okay. Well,
here it goes.
I'm ready.
There's times in my home where I need to get in the shower.
Yeah.
But there's somebody in my bathroom. I share a bathroom with the boys.
Okay, sure.
You know, so if Griff's in there or Ollie's in there or back when Strat was around, he was in there. I have to get in the shower. So I'll go to Susie's bathroom.
Okay.
And just shower in there. But the problem is my accessories aren't there, meaning my razor, all those things.
I know where this is going.
Do you?
Maybe.
So let me ask you this. Okay. If you're in the shower and you have to shave... Because shaving for a man, I mean, I don't want to get off schedule.
No.
Never been off schedule?
Oh, for sure.
Where you're in no man's land.
It's hard to.
Yeah. Or, you're a day and a half and you look like Teen Wolf halfway through the day. And you're like, well, I'm just going to have to fight through this.
Exactly.
So I didn't want to be in that situation. So I'm like, I got to shave. Well, the only thing in there is the Venus.
Oh, yeah.
Jason, okay. I would like to know why the razor companies are holding out on us. Venus is spectacular. It was wonderful.
Really?
It was like sitting on a cloud and being shorn by cherubs. <Wow. laughs> It was fantastic.
It's like shaving a haircut, two bits.
I'm like, well, I'm going to use the girl's razor.
Well, because I didn't have
a razor in there.
Exactly.
So I had to use the woman's razor. Okay. And it was awesome. Like to the point where I'm like, why are they holding out on us, these razor companies? And two, where do I get my own Venus?
Yeah, I'm a little nervous. I think your trepidation was well placed.
Okay. But I challenge any man, before you come to me and say, you're, I don't know what they would call me, but to use a Venus.
Well, hey, listen.
Use a Venus and then come and tell me I'm not right.
Because I do share too much.
There's now a Venus in my shower.
Of
just
course
so you know.
Is, there is.
But the problem with those Venuses,
yeah.
Veni?
If there was two of them, perhaps.
Yeah, the problem with the Veni.
Okay. I mean, I like
it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
There's no straight edge on it.
No. So
like the man ones, we can turn them on the backside and trim.
Yes.
So I have to have
both
in there now.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, even though I did make fun of you a little bit already, I've done it.
You have? Yeah. I would like to think most men have done
it. I would assume so.
I'm stuck right now. I got to use my wife's razor. Yeah. Hey, I think that I'm the only one with the guts to come out and say, that's a nice shave right there.
It's a nice shave because, like, these venae or venuses, it's almost like they've got, like, this silky, like, the razor is there. And then around the razor, it's almost like built-in shaving cream or gel, or whatever the case may be, because it's just like, and I mean, listen, I mean, look here at YouTube, look here at the camera now. Like, obviously, I only shave, you know, down here. But this is the tender zone.
Yeah, sure it is.
So you got to be careful.
I just shaved before I came up. Why don't you give me, give me a feel?
Oh, that's really.
Yeah, it's time to
see. Did you go against?
I do both. I first go down.
Okay.
And then I go against.
If you go against, sometimes you go against the grain, it can be a little rough, depending on the razor. But now I want to try Venus going against the grain.
Hey, I mean, I try to help out people. If I have to sacrifice or, you know, make it so my masculinity is at risk to help the general public, I'm going to do it. I'm a giver. Jason, I'm a giver.
You are a giver. And this is a good best practice. I do want to bring up, though, I want to say it wasn't too many podcasts ago that you made fun of me for using a loofah in the shower.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, and
I did. And here I am using a Venus.
Yeah, Venus. Like,
I mean, who's worse?
While you were saying loofah back then, were you just thinking about how nice it was to shave with your lady's razor?
No. It changed my life. And I know I'm going to get some hecklers.
That's okay.
But I'm going to say, try it.
Try it.
If you try it, and then you get back to me. There's going to be men that just won't do it. Couldn't do it.
I know. Well, see, because one thing about men's razors, I don't think this has even been, which is amazing that this hasn't happened in the line of female razors. Like, I shave right now with Gillette, the best a man can get.
So they say. Who makes the Venus?
Probably Gillette.
It's the best a man can get.
But first you had just the regular old straight edge, you know, razor. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden they're like, hey, now with two blades.
Mm-hmm.
Now with three blades. I have seen razors with five
blades. The Venus I used has five
blades. Are you kidding me?
And then the other one I bought for my, just to feel like a man, you know?
Sure, yeah.
That's got five.
Do you think, like, when is enough enough? Like, pretty soon there's going to be just like a stationary apparatus you have to mount in your shower that's got like 10 blades on there, and you actually have to move your face.
Well, I'd be in, I think. You know what I really wish they'd come up with is something that I can get a haircut.
Okay.
Like I like it.
Yeah.
And then put on some sort of cap that does a scan of my head.
Okay.
And then I could put on another cap that knows what that is and just cut my hair like that. But sure. AI do that?
I'm sure it's.
Like, I mean, AI is doing other stuff.
It's maybe just right around the next band.
Yeah, I don't. I'd like to be able to have a haircut like that.
I could. Whenever I could get on board with that. Yeah, I think that's fantastic. Gosh, I was going to ask you one more question about shaving. Yeah, have you? And maybe we've talked about this before. It doesn't matter. Have you ever had like a professional shave? Like went into a barbershop and had a shave?
Well, not on purpose. In Bulgaria, they would give, you'd have to go in to get a haircut.
Yeah.
And he, next thing I know, he leaned me back and he brought out a little shink.
Oh, like he shaved
me.
Head?
Yeah,
okay.
Straight edge. And he shaved me. And then you get done. And this is one of the, to me, this is one of the fun cultural things in Bulgaria. They take your little cape off that you had your haircut in and they say, Chestito, which means congratulations, which is awesome.
That's so good.
I want anyone to get a haircut. I'd love the barber to say congratulations.
Lindsay, like, she cuts my hair. I just love her. She's fantastic. You know her. She's great.
Do I?
Yeah. Her son played football.
Oh, Campbell?
No, let's see. Now we're kind of...
We're in the weeds.
Anyways, my apologies.
We'll figure it out.
She's fantastic, but I'm going to talk to her about that maybe next time. Like, I don't really know if I can say her last name. You know,
yeah, I know.
I don't want to be like...
Yeah, I totally understand.
But I would like her to go, congratulations.
It's better to say chestito.
Or in Mandarin,
let's say it together.
Chestito.
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 With a CH. Chestito.
Chestito.
Yep, you got it.
I like it. What about Gongxi.
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 Goat cheese.
Gongxi.
Gongxi.
That's congratulations in Mandarin.
You taught me another
Gongxi. Gongxi.
Gongxi. Gongxi. I like it.
I went to like a place, Heather and I were on vacation one time down to Las Vegas, and we had just kind of a splurge vacation. So I went into one of those, like, it was like, it wasn't a barbershop. It was just to go and get a shave. And it was like an hour experience. A lot of hot towels. I think they shaved me like 6 or 7 times, like this way against. I mean, it was just amazing. And I kid you not, Dave, like, I don't know if this is possible, but it was possible because it happened. Like, I feel like I didn't have to shave for like 3 days after that.
That seems crazy.
It's like they got underneath the skin and cut the hair before it even thought about growing.
That's an amazing product.
It really is. So I love
that. I will say that I don't think that the Venus is quite as tight of a shave as just the man razors.
Nah, but if you're going to do it every day, it doesn't really matter.
Yeah, you want to feel it again?
Maybe just a little. That is so nice. Soft.
Yeah. Want to smell my hands?
We talked about that last time. Yeah, no, I do not. See, but speaking of, obviously I'm shaving here, right? I'm shaving here. And I'm always worried about this line. It's got to get the right. There's guards that you can hold up to. I haven't tried it, but you also, you got to, if you're going to have facial hair like this, you got to work a little beard oil in there.
Yeah, I've heard. Keep it soft. I had a beard for just a little while.
Yeah.
It's not me, really, you know.
I think you could pull it off.
Do you plan on shaving anytime soon?
It's a great question. I have not. So I've had a beard now for just like over 3 years, 3-4 years now. And I just, one time I put the wrong guard on, because I trim it up, and it got really close. But I don't know. I mean, we've joked a little bit about this, but the reason that I like to have a beard is so that people can tell, like, I have a chin.
That is a real thing.
I know.
When I had a beard and then I shaved it, I'm like, man, I got a huge double chin.
It's like this.
My neck is so huge. Or when you shave your upper lip, it makes it look like your upper lip is like the size of your forehead.
Exactly. You know? Your mother waxes her upper lip?
Can't tell. Doesn't show.
She's done it for years. Didn't show. So a little Christmas vacation there. I'm not talking about your mom in that way.
My mom?
No, I'm not even talking to her about that.
Okay. We probably shouldn't go there.
No. Well, you did shock me with the Venus, but I was glad that I was actually able to come back and say, yeah, I've done it too. But yeah. Maybe I need to go buy another one, though, because it's just the Gillette, and I'd almost forgotten. So I'm glad this is a nice, almost like a PSA.
Yeah, I thought so. But it's also to let other men realize that you don't have to worry. Mm-hmm. You know, if you used your wife's razor every once in a while, it's fine. We've all done it.
But I bet she is not happy, though.
Well, I told
her.
I'm like, I was kind of angry at the razor companies. I'm like, why are they holding out on the men here? Because this is fantastic. It was really nice.
Are there any other feminine hygiene products that you I don't think I should refer to this as a feminine hygiene product because men need to use this as well. But I remember when Heather and I got married, I remember like I put my shampoo in the shower and it was like some sort of like probably like 2-in-1.
Yeah.
And she's like, it was a hard no for her. She's like, you do not have shampoo and conditioner mixed in one. It needs to be 2 different bottles or it's no good. So I think most women would agree with that.
I know, but it's a ruse. I think it should be the case.
Well, it's obviously much more efficient.
Tell me this. Why can't you put sunscreen and mosquito repellent in one thing?
You can.
Do they do that?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. It's like Avon used to sell a great product.
Why?
Feels a little like that might be a feminine.
Why can't they put hair gel, you know, the product that a lot of men use? Why can't they mix that with Rogaine?
That is next. You probably get really hairy hands.
You might.
I don't know how that works.
I think you wash them afterwards.
Yeah, fair enough.
But if you're going to use hair gel anyways, why not just throw some Rogaine in the mixture?
I actually bought some stuff, a little magical tonic potion.
Yeah, did it work?
No, because I was like, the girls, like about a year ago, there, I was sitting in the chair and they came in, I was kind of reclined back and they said, oh, you're getting a little bald spot there, Dad. I'm like, what?
Well, It's happened to me too.
Yeah, it did, but it didn't work.
No. I'm just gonna gracefully lose my hair.
Yeah, me too. I'm gonna lose my hair and probably gain a few more pounds. And,
yep.
Well, then
use a Venus.
Exactly. And maybe a whole host of other assignment. Another, let's just explore the world of feminine hygiene.
No. I mean, this is as far as the line I'm going to go to.
You say that. You say that.
I don't even know what else there is out
there. There's other things.
I know there's other things, but there's no conceivable reason for you to use them.
I bet next week there's going to be all sorts of smelly lotions in your bathroom.
Lotions and creams. Like a bath bomb?
Yeah. Bath. Have you ever used a bath bomb?
No, have you?
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of, it smells nice and it's just.
And then you come out smelling like lavender.
Yeah, and you sleep real nice.
Maya has a couple of bath bombs in my bathroom, like in the drawer, and they smell up the entire drawer.
Yeah.
I just, you know, I don't. I mean, I'm going to cut the line at the Venus.
Well, we'll see, because okay. I have a feeling that maybe you and I need to make a little, we should go like on a little field, like out in the field excursion.
Okay.
To Bath and Body Works.
I don't want to.
Stocking stuffer for you.
I prefer not to. They've got to have a men's section in there.
Oh, I think, yeah, they do.
It's
they
a very
do.
Small they corner.
Do. It's corner.
You might miss it if you're not looking for it.
Well, let's throw it out to the.
It smells like leather. And smoked meats. if you can make a spritz that smells like smoked meats, that might work. Thanks again, folks, for listening to another episode of the Small Towns Podcast.
We're pretty sure we've changed your life for the better.
If not, well, we'll try again next time.